Hey everyone, our team has been busy this summer doing something absolutely fantastic, taking time off. So today's podcast episode is actually going to be a re-release of our all-time most popular episode, which gives you 15 questions that will help you go deeper with your donor. And this topic is perfect for summer because right now is a great time to connect and engage with your donors before the busy holiday season. We hope you enjoy the episode, and we'll be back with a brand new episode next month.
Welcome to the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group, featuring Richard Perry and Jeff Schreifels. Twice a month, we bring you the latest and best thinking about major gift fundraising, so you can develop authentic relationships with your major donors. Here are your hosts, Richard and Jeff.
Hey there, welcome to the podcast today. I've got Richard Perry with me today, and Richard, we're going to help major gift fundraisers by giving them some great questions to ask donors, all in an effort to understand a donor's passion and interests.
I'm really, really glad we're doing this because we've had so many major gift fundraisers ask us, how do I really get to know my donor? I mean, what are the questions I need to ask to go deeper with them? I mean, that's what we're getting.
Yeah. So that's why we thought, hey, let's do a podcast on this and start talking about some of these questions, which we've accumulated over the years as some of the best questions to really find out who your donor is, because that's ultimately what you're trying to do. You want to understand your donor's passion and interests so that you can match that up with all the great programs and projects you have and inspire them to invest in them.
So we ought to just stop on that point because that's the major, the objective. I mean, right there.
It is.
It's not to get the money, which is a result of doing all of this.
Right.
That's a result. It's not the objective. The objective is to match those passions and interests to the needs of the organization and by extension, the needs of society.
And not only are you going to find out their passion and interests, but you're going to find out who they really are as a person. And the donor's going to know over time that you know them.
The donor wants to be known. Yep.
And so you're cultivating and stewarding these donors over a long period of time, hopefully. And everything you find out through these questions is going to help you do that well.
Well, you know what's interesting about that being known thing, Jeff? I mean, we were at dinner last night, and it was very interesting that in fact, you said to me, he says, you know, this person is always just talking about themselves. Mm-hmm. They don't actually know me.
Yeah.
We all want to be known as individuals. We want to be known and not just sitting with someone yapping about themselves all the time.
And it is funny. We were talking in that same conversation how I said, this seems to be the most common thing. People just want to talk about themselves, but they don't want to know anything about you.
Yeah.
Or about another person.
So one of the deepest things in a human being is to be known.
Yeah.
And so if you get nothing else out of this podcast, know that your donor, your caseload donor, wants to be known.
Exactly.
And actually, if you can know them, that's you're way down the line in terms of having a successful relationship with them.
Because you're going to gain their trust.
Exactly.
And that is what you're trying to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into these questions. There's 15 of them. So number one, here's the first question. You're asking this of the donor. Hey, you've been giving X amount over the last X number of years. This has been very generous. What is it that we're specifically doing that you get excited about?
So there's a couple things that are really interesting about that question. What are we specifically doing that you're
yes.
excited about? And why are you excited?
Yeah.
Those are the two things.
Because that's going to reveal to you, okay, you're really interested in that. And why?
Well, there's so many managers that we've talked to and authority figures, they say, well, you don't need to know specifics like that. I mean, come on, Jeff. What you need to know is that they just love the organization. No. There's something specific that they're interested in. So that's important to figure that out.
All right. Next question. You've been giving to this particular program, so whatever program that is, of ours for many years. Why are you so passionate about that?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same kind of thing as the first question, but Why are you passionate? So, for instance, I remember the story, and I've told it many times, of the very, very kind of conservative, very tight, closed accountant who broke down at the rescue mission when he met the drug addict.
Yeah.
That the MGO had set that meeting up. Yeah. He met the drug addict. Why was he passionate and interested in the drug addict? Because his own son had taken his life, had overdosed on drugs 8 months earlier.
Yeah.
And had had trouble with drugs. And so he was trying to redeem the situation. That's why he was passionate. That was the driver.
Yeah.
Now, you've got to uncover these things as you're going along. What's the donor interested in? So here's another question. You give to many charities. Why is ours so important to you?
I mean, to get that knowledge is great. It's great.
Yeah.
Because then you might say, or the donor could say, well, because of XYZ, I love you most. Or, well, you guys are down my list, and here's why. And here's why I give it to these other charities, because of XYZ. So well, and find out a whole
stuff. Yeah, and oftentimes that being down the list is about how you're treating them,
exactly.
Not as much as to like they love them, the other charities, more than you.
Right.
You're just not as attentive.
Yep. How about this one? When you give to our organization, what is your hope and expectation of that gift?
Oh, that's a big one, isn't it? That's a huge one.
Yeah. I mean, you want a donor to be able to voice that. Well, I expect this and this and this. So you have that information, but then you can go, I'm going to go above and beyond that, because you always want to exceed an expectation of a donor.
Yeah. And a donor is likely to say, well, I mean, generally they're going to say, I really have an expectation that my giving is going to make a difference. So if you're not telling them that they made a difference, you're going to actually not meet their expectation.
But how many donors actually have an MGO say that to them?
Oh, I know.
The donors we've talked to, they've never had that kind of conversation.
I know. I mean, that would be surprising to me if I gave a gift to somebody and they said, now, Richard, what do you want to get out of this?
Yeah. I mean, like, you wouldn't say it that way.
No, but I mean, as a donor, you do expect some kind of payback. Those might be harsh and commercial words,
right?
But you want some kind of return from that gift, if nothing more than you want to see something good done,
yeah.
Or you want to be valued as well as a donor. I mean,
yeah.
You know. So those are here's another one. At what point in your life did your personal philanthropy become important to you? And what do you want to accomplish with it? And has it changed over the years?
Yeah, that's such a great question, because then the donor then reveals to you their history. You know, well, you know, I grew up in a wealthy family, or I started obtaining wealth as I grew in my business, and I knew I had to do something with it. But you get that story. And that's what's so important.
Yes.
And then you can see if they'll tell you their progression. Well, I started out, I was just giving here and there. And then I realized, hey, this is what I'm really passionate about. And that's why I give to you.
Exactly.
And so that's very important. All that is good stuff.
How about this one?
Yeah.
What is your preference in how I communicate with you?
That's big, because that's something we don't listen to, I feel.
Well, we don't ask.
No. So
I'm just going to add you to direct mail,
right.
And then that's it.
Or I'm going to visit you all the time, and the donor does not want you to visit. And that's why you want to find out, well, how do they best like to be communicated? Well, email. Well, that's perfect to know.
Yeah. Or like we experienced several weeks ago, the donor that just preferred to communicate via text.
Yes.
Text. And that donor's texting at like a little after midnight.
Yeah.
Now, so that whole story is so intriguing to me, Jeff, because A, what's the communication preference? It's not face-to-face.
Right.
It's not the phone. It's not email. It's text. So
right.
That's the first thing. Second thing is the guy's texting a little after midnight.
Yeah.
So what is that? I mean, the MGO's texting back and they're talking back
and
forth. And then the whole thing results in a $200,000 gift via text.
Yeah. So here's an example of a meaningful connection, obviously,
yeah.
Through text not a face-to-face visit, but a meaningful connection nonetheless,
right,
resulting in a $200,000 gift. That's why we're so not into this whole metric. Well, you got to do face-to-face. You got to be 25 a month. And it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And so it's very important to be asking that question. What's your preference and how do I communicate with you?
Here's another one that fits into this is, how would you best like updates on the impact of your giving?
Wow.
Is having through our organization. So
yeah.
That's just gold if you can find that out, because if you want to do well, you'll do what they say, but then you'll want to exceed all of that.
Yeah, this whole thing about giving the updates on impact how often, what level of detail do you want to have?
Yeah.
It's important to ask that question.
Here's one. You've been interested in our program for many years, and you've given generously toward that. Besides your giving, would you like to be involved with us in other ways? So
volunteering,
at least asking the donor, do you want a deeper relationship besides your donations? Do you want, how would you like to be involved? Many times we don't ask donors that at all.
It's a big one. Here's another question. Over the years, how have you felt about the relationship with our organization? Is there anything that you would change? What could we improve upon? So, I mean, that this is such a critical question, Jeff, because how many MGOs or how many organizations are actually asking?
They're not.
The whole customer service, donor service question.
Right.
They're not.
I know.
And in fact, they may be sitting on some concerns or some negative opinions or whatever that would benefit the nonprofit, that would benefit the MGO greatly, but we don't ask. So.
Yeah. And I think the donor wants to be asked.
They do.
They want input into all of that.
Yeah.
Here's one. Where do you find the most joy in your life?
Well, that's an interesting one. Now, where would that take the conversation, do you think?
So many places. I mean, think about the stories that you'll get from a donor if they will open up to you and tell you that. And then I'm assuming you're an MGO who's very curious, you'll have all kinds of follow-up questions to take the conversation to a new place. Because it'll eventually come back around to, you find joy in this, and so you've been giving to us. What is that? What kind of joy does that bring?
It gives you a huge clues as a major gift officer. It gives you huge clues as to, like, well, how do you then relate to this
exactly.
donor? And what kind of content do you send them? And what kind of information? And
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another one. Where do you give of your personal wealth? Why do you give of your personal wealth? Okay. So. That just gives you another story of why they feel like they need to give.
Well, isn't that sort of related to the question as to why you give to this or that? I mean, it's sort of like similar to that other question, but it's maybe more broad in terms of what are you trying to accomplish on the planet? I mean, because there's all these other things that you're doing. And this is an interesting point, Jeff, and we would suggest to you as a major gift officer, it'd be very good to not have a level of interest. It would be very good to have a level of interest in the other things that the donor is giving to that are not related to your organization.
Exactly.
And expressing joy and support about that instead of just like, well, you know what, donor, all I'm interested in is what you're doing with us, and I don't really care about anything else. Well, then you're basically saying you don't care what they're doing.
Right. The other thing I like about this question about why do you give of your personal wealth is that you might get a story of that donor's pain.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you can get someone to be vulnerable and talk about pain in their life, that will help you develop that relationship.
You'll get to know them more.
You'll have more empathy for them. That's just what you want.
Yes. Here's a good one. When did you first hear about our organization and what prompted you to make that first gift? This is very, very important intelligence in terms of even how you're marketing
yes.
your organization. What, like in answer to the, like, how did you first hear about our organization? We'll give you clues about like donor acquisition programs.
Yeah.
What kind of information you're putting out in the public square so that, you know, what's working, what's not working. And also what prompted you, you know, what was the offer that was out there?
Yeah.
This is important marketing.
That's right.
And if you will, advertising kind of feedback.
Yep. Here's one. How do you make decisions about your giving? Who do you seek counsel with? And then what is your process in making a decision to give? So that helps you understand, okay, do they involve their spouse? Do they involve lawyers? You know, all kinds of things.
That's important to know because oftentimes the donor, the person that you're talking to is not the actually the primary decision maker in the household. I mean, how many times have you seen that?
Yeah.
Here's one here. You've been giving very generously for quite a long time. What would get you so excited that you would want to make a significant investment in our organization? Now, you and I both know, Jeff, that most of these organizations that we work with and that we know about have a very low quantity of transformational gifts, meaning six, seven figures, eight figure gifts. I mean, huge gifts. They have very low quantity of them. And we've also seen that when they do get them, that question has been asked and processed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But to know that, so this is one of those questions you would ask as you're trying to identify within your portfolio, those one to two or two to four people that can make that transformational gift.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the first questions you would ask one of those donors. Like right now you've been giving so generously, but what would it take for you to do this, which is a transformational gift?
And we've had experience with people actually answering that question. I mean, they basically say, well, you know, if you had, and they basically prescribe, if you do all these things, then I could do that.
Exactly.
That's a very important question. And then the last question.
Last question is this, and I think this is good. Tell me about the best experience you had giving a gift and what made it so good for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, that then gives you all kinds of clues for what the donor expects, why them giving, why it was so good, and the experience, so that you can do better.
Well, like what happened in the receiving process, what happened in the thank you process, what happened in the follow-up process, what happened in the reporting back process. That's all like important information to get.
Yeah, like, it is.
I mean, I remember your story of the the oil man in Texas who had such a bad experience in one situation.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of wealth. And then he had a really good experience in terms of how he was treated, which caused him to give millions and millions and millions of dollars.
It's amazing.
I mean, the switch from one to the other was just unbelievable. And it just had to do with treatment.
Yeah. I kept thinking as he was telling me the story, gosh, if I were a director of development for a nonprofit, this would be the best information I could get.
Exactly.
Here's a donor telling me how
he wants to be treated,
how he wants to be treated, and how he doesn't want to be treated. I mean,
it's critical.
That's what
stuff.
You want.
I know, exactly.
Well, these are those 15 questions. And you know what? If you are wondering, like, gosh, what was that question number eight? This actually was a great blog post that was we did.
Uh-huh.
So you can go to veritasgroup.com and just click on the blog link and you can type in 15 questions to go deeper. Just all that, and you'll get this blog post and it'll have a list by list. And we also want to offer you a free white paper as well. And you can go to veritasgroup.com, hit on the download link, and the white paper is called How to Get Meetings with Donors.
Yeah, it's a great white paper.
Once you get the meeting, then you can start asking these 15 questions. So thank you for joining us on the podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us for the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group. Richard and Jeff also write an ongoing blog that you can subscribe to for free at veritasgroup.com. Please join us again next time.